Happy Dawes, along with Chris Hoopy, Neil Ebert, Pyro Crew, Wamego, Kara Holly with the Wamego Area Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to turn to Kara this time. I know we're talking about all the volunteers with the Pyro Crew, but Kara, you've got a lot of volunteers, too, you want to send a shout-out to.
We do. I want to thank all of our gracious volunteers in town. We have about 80 total volunteers. So for those of you that are coming to town, and if you see a smiling face in a green shirt with information on the back, then you know that that person is someone that should have an answer for you. If you have any questions or need directions or don't know where to go or anything, you can just ask them.
And I imagine you also have to take some time to prepare for this event, too.
Yes, we do. it is huge. It's a huge job for the chamber. However, we couldn't absolutely not do it without all of our volunteers. We are so grateful for our volunteers. And it's just, like Chris has said many a time, it's a collective. And we do it all together. And it just works. It works for our town, and we like to call it Wamego Magic, and it's a special place.
That's right. Yeah, it is, and it is unique. It is a collective effort. It's not, the fireworks show doesn't work in a silo. The pyro display works within the chamber, within the city, within the whole structure of the whole event, Celebrate Freedom in Wamego. It is one branded event, and it flows seamlessly and works together. And I guess to that end, as I say, the city, when we talk about thanking people, we have some of the most giving and excellent people on our city crews in parks, streets, electric departments, from city government on, the support of this event. And the work that those folks do in those organizations within the city, I think maybe a little unique to Wamego, because they don't grudgingly go out and do all the extra things they have to do. They actually come up with ideas and contribute based on their experience as to how we can make certain elements better, whether it's traffic flow or barricades or people flow. And guys are out there setting stakes and posts and running fence and doing things to make it a great experience for all the visitors. And without them, this wouldn't be near what it is either.
We've covered a lot of territory here, a lot of logistics involved, and maybe if someone out there is just wanting to know a certain piece of information, where's the best place to go to do that, Chris?
VisitWamego.com is the website, and this time of year it will port you right into Firework, Celebrate Freedom in Wamego, 4th of July information. And we retooled that website, took visitor feedback over the past years, and this winter completely rebuilt the Firework and Celebrate Freedom in Wamego event portion. So it contains maps, day planners. If you're coming in the afternoon and want to catch a parade, you can click one button and it'll lay out a schedule of what you ought to go catch, do, see, where you ought to go, where can you park. All that information is really laid out nicely. There's big FAQ sections about what you should have and what you should not have. And it really it's a good resource. Very proud of it.
I'm noticing a hashtag on your T-shirts, and I mean, I know you also have a Facebook page. Other ways that people can find out more about Boomtown, and Neil, you want to talk a bit about that, or?
Sure. Well, we've got several different avenues. One of our biggest is our Wamego Fireworks Show on Facebook. It's a good way to keep in touch. Obviously, like Chris mentioned, the visitwamego.com. Those are all it, and then we do use a hashtag Wamego4th. And hashtag Boomtown will get you to a lot of our stuff. And so, yep, no, if you're looking for us, you can find us.
Anything else? And Kara, do you have something else you want to add?
I was just going to add, if you want to just do it the old-fashioned way and pick up the telephone, you can call us at 785-456-7849 down at the chamber office, and we're happy to answer any questions by phone as well.
And I know a lot of people still prefer doing it that way, so thanks for throwing that in there, Kara. Well, before we wrap up, and we still have about 2 or 3 minutes, I don't know, anything else, maybe that people need to get there early, Chris, would be a good suggestion. Anything else you'd suggest to folks out there?
Yeah, so early 8 is late if you think you're coming for the fireworks show. You really, your best strategy is get in for the parade, park, and walk to the next venue. You'll find that much more satisfying. Everything is close together and easily navigable. But get on visitwamego.com and check it out. Make a smart plan for yourself. Be educated. Know the insider and pro tips that are out there. And I guess we should say it's looking like weather may be possibly coming into play. We are in Kansas, and you never know what's going to happen any given day till that day when it happens sometimes. But, you know, there's some possibility of some weather. way too early to make any type of call or decisions at this point, but we're really fortunate to have the Manhattan Broadcasting family on board, and specifically B104. And as we come to that day, anybody wanting live updates, status updates, B104 is going to be a place to go, and I'm sure the sister stations will have information readily available as well. That link up is really good for public safety and for disseminating information and things about what's happening.
And water and food available if they want, as you say, if they want to get there for the parade, hang around, you know, and they're there for several hours. There's plenty of that available.
Absolutely. And the shuttles start running at 4 o'clock, and they will make parade drops at the top of the parade route from 4 to 6. So they can drop you at the parade, and then after the parade, you just walk east to the complex.
Any last words, Neil? We haven't heard from you in a little bit.
Oh, just want to say thank you again for always having us on, and we really appreciate all the support you guys give us.
Okay. Chris, we're ready.
Ditto. Let's go Boomtown. Let's celebrate freedom in Wamego, and let's be proud of this wonderful country that we're blessed to live in, and remember those who served and gave us that freedom and that right.
Thanks, as always, a true pleasure. And Chris Hoopy, Neil Ebert with the Pyro Crew, and also Kara Holly with Wamego Area Chamber of Commerce. Also a thank you to Wamego Police Chief Mike Baker, Deputy Chief Paul Schlifke, who were in a bit earlier during this program, and you've been listening to In Focus.
And I got to tell you, from a Manhattan broadcasting perspective, this is one of the neat events, not just in our region, but in the state of Kansas and throughout the Midwest. True community values and volunteerism.
Totally
it's amazing.
Agree.
Congratulations and thank you, and we're excited to be a part of it. Tomorrow, Pottawatomie County Sheriff Greg Riot to join us. Also, Jurgen Rick from K-State's College of Veterinary Medicine on K-Man's In Focus.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan, KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. A majority of hate crimes in this country go unreported. CBS's Bill Rakoff joins us with details of a new federal report.
More than half of the 250,000 hate